Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the Man with Mike. Thank you for tuning in tonight on the conversation. This is kind of breaking because Twitter, I guess, the new CEO, he's like a Nazi. Somebody was posting updates on the Maxwell case, you know, Jeffrey Epstein case, and someone was also doing updates because they're looking into like Nancy Pelosi and stuff. There are people, you know, like they're, because they do insider trading, all these politicians do, and those accounts have been banned, and, you know, 2020 election irregularities continue to gather steam as special counsel and former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman zeroed in on mayors of Green Bay and Madison for their failure to cooperate with investigations. That's the problem. There was no, it wasn't stolen, but when we're wanting people to prove through forensic audits to the voting machines that Biden legitimately won, that we want proof he won legitimately, and they will not cooperate with any investigation. If he won, you would think they'd want to just, here you go, here's all the data. Here's all the voting machines. Get the data out of them and we'll prove Biden won. No, they don't want it. Nothing. I mean, I don't see anything coming of any of this ever. It'll be like, I mean, heck, there's a video of Barack Obama saying he's not even born in Hawaii or America. He's a Kenyan citizen, which, duh, common sense. Pardon me. You know, Biden's going around some of his people and like, you know, you need to make this economy, you need to spin it to make it look like the economy's doing great even though it's not. Yeah. You need to get the media coverage to start saying that this economy's doing great. I know everything's up in price and everything. You know, Kimmel, Colbert, and Fallon ratings plummet for 4 months straight among key youth demographic, and what, and that's the demographic of people that are like, they're trying to indoctrinate and target. My wife showed me a video where it has these little, like, you know how they have like cars? They're like, it's like that, but it's kind of like with trucks, like semis and trucks and stuff. And they're like, you need to get the shot. And it was basically designed at kids to get them to, you need to get the shot. And these trucks need to get the shot. You know, they're trying to indoctrinate kids. HarperCollins has canned Chris Cuomo's book. Like, who would read the book anyways? I mean, I guess if it came down to it and it was really, really, really cheap, like less than a buck, I'd buy it for toilet paper, but hey, or a fire starter, but that's about it. Of course, you got, no one cares about this crap, but, you know, Dr. Fauci, it is when, not if, the definition of fully vaccinated will mean 3 shots and 10 shots and 50 shots. Just shut up. Get the vaccine. We own you. We control you. You don't have freedom. Shut up. Your ancestors stole this land. They're Nazis. How dare you support the founders? The Constitution doesn't mean anything. We're going to get rid of it. I'm Dr. Fauci, and you will do what I tell you. You know, shut up about this damn pandemic. If a New York hospital is going to fire 100 unvaccinated employees who claim religious exemption, yeah, Don't even talk to me about a pandemic if you're in a hospital and you're going to fire 100 people when supposedly hospitals are overflowing with people and there's hundreds of millions of people with COVID and all dying and everything's coming to an end. Don't give me that bullcrap. How bad can it be if you can let go of 100 workers? It's not bad at all. But, you know, I want to get into so much. And I want to get into this. Matthew 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, for that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Matthew 5, verse 16. Hello?
Hello, Kyle?
Yeah.
I called in a day or two ago. I'm from the Jedi Spiritualist show.
Yeah.
I have to have a mea culpa here. We found out it was not you who was calling into our show causing mayhem, and I would like to apologize.
Well, thank you so much. Did you ever find out who it was exactly?
Well, it was another Blog Talk host. I don't want to say his show. He has similar political views as you do. I don't agree with them. But, yeah, he tried to imitate you, and I don't know why.
Wow. That's sad.
It's very
sad.
And the man,
it is.
Sorry?
It is, because, like, we live in a country where I don't have to agree with you, which I do or don't. It don't matter. But, like, you have the freedom. You may not agree with the KKK, but they have the right to say what they want to. They don't have a right to kill
somebody.
Hold on.
We're not the KKK. We have robes, but we're not the KKK. We're Jedis.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, in general.
Oh, okay.
Like, you may not like the Black Panthers, but as long as they don't kill people, they have the freedom to say what they want to. You know, you have the right to do what you do, and I think it's awesome what people do and the diversity of America.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I like diversity because I like pornography, and what I like in pornography is a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
Well, you keep your stick on the ice out there, all right?
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Good night.
Good night. I was just going to talk about that. I was just wondering to see, you know, like if I could find out who it was, you know. Just doing what I do and being the Christian I am, you know, you get stick. I do. Like Red Green says, keep your stick on ice, and that's what I do. You know, I have the unfortunate of a friend of mine I've known since 5th grade or 4th grade passed away. And I'm not getting into the details of it, but he was someone that it's kind of like a Jackass type character where they may do all kinds of funny things and you know, and shock you, whatever, but the dude would have given his left arm for you. Anything for you, you know. If you didn't know him, you'd probably think he's an a-hole, but deep down, he is someone that would, like, be there and do anything for you, and I'm at a loss, you know, and it's just one of those things, and he's part of the reason why he don't back down, you know. It's like, if he's right, he's right, he don't back, and that's how I am. You know, you can say what you want to, but it's $3 and like 40 some cents gas on average nationwide. And some places like California, it's up to like $6. That's not, I have photos I took of $1.70 gas under Trump. Not debatable. It was $1.70 for most of Trump's presidency. I don't know how anyone can stand and tell me that they support a guy who on day one said he was going to get rid of America first. Then who's going to be, then what country are you going to put first? If you're the president of the United States of America, what country are you going to put first if you're getting rid of the United States of America first? Hopefully Putin looks after his people. I don't know how much he does. I hope prime ministers of nations put their people first. But like that lady said in that Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory in 2009, in the future, don't know when, they're going to release a virus. And what they're going to do is they're going to try to inoculate the whole planet against this virus with some sort of shot or vaccine. And the purpose of it is to sterilize half of the population of Earth. And it's the videos out there. And what do you think they're trying to do? They're trying to push a New York hospital. I'm going to get into that a little later. 100 people were fired because they're unvaccinated. How bad can the pandemic be if you can let go of 100 people? I call BS. Well, my aunt was at a hospital working when this, when they showed those New York hospitals with like 300 people in line and everyone running around panicking and all this stuff. And they're sitting there watching it with their thumbs up their butts because they had nobody. They were a ghost town. That, because you can only have like COVID people there. It was like so highly restricted and they had like no patients. Unless you're like on your deathbed. And they were bored. They got furloughed because they had no work. And you see on CBS News at this New York hospital, there's over 4,000 people and everyone's running around and trampling all over each other trying to get in there all. And it's, and my aunt's like, call them BS. But don't worry, folks. That video is out there. And what she said is going on right now. Oh, don't worry, because a lot of places, like in Las Vegas now, they're going to try to take you right now. And it's going to court. It's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court, I guarantee you. They're trying to do a surcharge where they're going to, like, charge you a fee. If you're unvaccinated, like 150 bucks a month to circumvent the cost for the COVID testing you have to do. Wait a minute. Fully vaccinated people get COVID, but they don't have to vaccinate? Yeah, the fully vaccinated people, they don't have to vaccinate. They've already got the shot. They got the two shots. Don't worry, you're going to have to get more. It's not if, but when. In the very near future, you're going to have a fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh booster shot, depending on how many they're going to force on you. But they're going to continue. See, they're going to continue this. Shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. How can you get back to normal if a third shot is going to be required very soon to be considered fully vaccinated? Then it's going to be a fourth shot, fifth shot, sixth shot. They're just going to keep this going. Yes, this is the Klingon variant. It's so deadly. 1 million people have died. Well, they didn't really die. We're just trying to say that to scare you so you stay home so we can control you. I truly believe this. Hitler couldn't get a one-world government Third Reich through with war. Well, how do they do it? A vaccine. Since every nation on planet Earth has different rules and regulations, well, how can you go to France? Because what makes me qualified to be fully vaccinated in America might not make me fully vaccinated in France. And we need to get everyone on the same page. So let's come up with a digital passport that's worldwide. Who's going to control it? Who's going to say whether or not you're green or red to where you can go and do or not do? Because, you know, because they've kind of had that in European football, they've had that problem because, well, if you want to play for your Portuguese national team or your French national team or this, you may have different regulations on quarantining or whatever when going to and from your nation. What do you have to do to before? Well, I have to quarantine for 14 days once I get to France, so I need to be off now so I can quarantine in time to be ready for the game. What? I can have 10 negative COVID tests. It don't matter. I can take 20 COVID tests that are all different from different companies. They're all negative, but I still have to quarantine for 14 days to play football. And since they're having so many problems with every country has a different rule, that's where they're going to get you. And then, and I say a passport because it's not going to, right now, the passport would be about, are you vaccinated? Okay, if you are, you're green and you can do stuff. If not, you're red. Well, pretty soon the vaccine is not going to be, it's going to have more than that. And if you don't comply, if you're not a model citizen, that passport's going to go to red and you're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. You're not going to be able to leave your home. They're going to try to control you. A one world government through a passport, global passport. It's going to start with it being for vaccines because this is all about saving. You need to save the world by getting vaccinated, even though people are dying from COVID who are vaccinated. People are spreading it who are vaccinated. It's what it is. But when you show a video of Barack Obama saying in his own words that, I wasn't born in Hawaii, I wasn't even born in America, I was born in Kenya, Africa, like I said on Monday. I have friends who love the fact that he was born in Kenya and grew up to become a leader of the free world. Why? Simple. Simple. It means happiness for them because if he can become the president of the United States, born in third world country, Kenya, Africa, then I can be whatever I want to be. I can be the CEO of Emirates Airlines, fly Emirates to Dubai, fly Emirates to China, fly Emirates to Paris, fly Emirates. I was born in Kenya, now I'm the CEO. That's the problem. This pandemic is so bad that a New York hospital fires 100 unvaccinated employees who claim religious exemption. And how can they fire unvaccinated employees? I can't wait till they have a problem in that hospital with COVID and there's not one unvaccinated person there. I can't wait till some of these places that are getting rid of all their unvaccinated employees start having massive COVID problems and there's only vaccinated people there. Because a place I used to work at that I left because I wouldn't get the jab, they've had like 7 or 8 COVID cases since everyone's been fully vaccinated. Actually, they've had more of a problem with COVID in the last like 3 months since everyone's been fully vaccinated and had to be than they did the whole pandemic prior, like in March or February, late February, March, when right before this whole pandemic started, all the way through up until like 3 months ago when they all had to be fully vaccinated, like 2 months or whatever. They've had more COVID problems. And when you bring that up, well, what the heck? So she has COVID and she's fully vaccinated and they still have to quarantine they still have to do everything. Well, some places they can't quarantine. Hey, you're in a hospital. We have to have you here. You have to work, even if you're, it's nuts. It's a left and right one. It's nuts. A cruise ship of 3,200 people and 17 cases of COVID came out of it. How can you have even one case? Everyone has the vaccine, so you shouldn't be spreading it at all. That's what I want to know, how they can get away with firing unvaccinated employees or how they can have unvaccinated employees or unvaccinated students pay a fine to cover the cost of COVID testing when vaccinated people are getting COVID too. You can still get COVID if you're vaccinated, but you don't have to pay to have testing done like the unvaccinated people. But actually, and from the data I'm finding, you're better off not vaccinated. You're probably safer. Plus, some of you probably have the SARS vaccine and some of these others that are basically what? Oh, yeah. COVID's real name is SARS-CoV-2. It's just a variant of SARS. And there are some people that want to question whether that SARS vaccine isn't, because why didn't you need a booster for SARS? The flu and SARS and all that, all the same. It's amazing how they're able to manipulate things to get you to give up your freedom. What did our founders say? Give me liberty or give me death? They didn't say, they didn't, it's not a, well, yeah, give me liberty or, you know, except for, you know, there's going to be some, but I want liberty except for X, Y, and Z. No, give me liberty or give me death. I want 100% freedom or nothing at all. But it's just like this 2020 election. Oh, Biden won fair and square. Well, prove it. No. We want the voting machines to prove Biden won fair and square. No, you can't have access to that. No. Yeah. It's amazing how all these Democrats in all these cities are refusing to cooperate with investigations into the 2020 election, but they know Biden won. Well, then prove it. Let us forensically audit the voting machines to prove. Whatever, Biden won, whatever, shut up. Okay, really? Shut up, really? I've not heard one Democrat saying, why aren't they doing the forensic audits? I know Biden won, why don't they want to prove that? I've not heard one Democrat say that. Sorry, but I've not. Show me I'm wrong. Show me a Democrat who's been fighting to have the forensic audits done. Not recount some of the votes like they've done where they just took and recounted the votes like in Arizona. They didn't do a forensic audit of the voting machines. But from what I was understanding, in Arizona, they didn't even check signatures or anything, so you could have had, you know, they just counted, okay, 1,000 votes. I mean, they could have been duplicates or whatever. I don't think, you know. So who knows? It's ridiculous. You know, I've not heard of a Democrat fighting to have forensic audits done to prove Biden legitimately won. I mean, it's funny how Biden legitimately won, but in California, when they called states, when people are still standing in line waiting to vote, that should be not even allowed. But don't worry, I mean, when you have a neighbor friend that was born in Cuba, and he escaped. Yeah. Here are his stories. Pretty soon you're going to have like America C, America yes, Kamala Harris no. And you're going to get 7 years in prison. Just like my buddy's friend. They had pieces of paper. Cuba C, Castro no. And he got 7 years. Oh, Kyle, that could never come here. Oh, yeah. It's amazing how stupid these people are that 6 months ago, just shut up and get the vaccine. Once we can't get back to normal if everyone's vaccinated. Well, many people have come out saying that the definition of what it means to be fully vaccinated will change. If the definition of fully vaccinated will continue to change, and what I mean by that is continue, like indefinitely, damn near, then how can we ever get back to normal if they're going to change the definition of what vaccinated means? I don't know, Dr. Fauci, no. How many boosters are there going to be on? I mean, there's going to be 25, 30. I know we're going to, just be honest with this and tell the American people that this thing's never going to end. You're just going to have to keep getting shot after shot after shot. Don't question what's in it. I know for 3 years you told the Trump supporters to drink the bleach and they don't think and they don't think or question anything. But now that we question these vaccines, you're calling this out for questioning these vaccines. You're stupid. because you were the same idiots that said that we wouldn't question anything and just drink Trump's Kool-Aid. But we're questioning, we've always questioned. How can you tell me straight to my face? Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys were telling me straight to my face that I only do what Trump or Rush Limbaugh says. Well, Trump's not in office and Limbaugh's dead. So who is thinking for me? Myself. Not really me 100% because, you know, I rely on God. You know, I fully rely on God. There's a reason why we go to church and Bible study and stuff, because we're not perfect. We need fellowship. We need coming together. Like my pastor said, and I'm with him. I'm like, if they outlaw church, will I still follow Christ? Yes, I will. See, the Bible is real, and I can prove it, because why would they persecute people for a fake religion? No, they try to shut us down because we're real. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. We'll get back to normal when you get the third booster shot. When everyone, yeah, well, we'll get back to normal. That's why a 3,200 passenger cruise ship with all 3,200 people on that ship fully vaccinated and COVID spread. Yeah, they try to cover that. They try to hide those things because they don't want people. But I still have people that say that everyone just needs to get the vaccine so we can go back to normal. Well, everyone on that cruise ship was vaccinated and supposedly back to normal, but it didn't work, did it? No. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. 100 people at a New York hospital were bye-bye. Oh, you can't have a religious exemption, don't you? Yeah, I've literally heard people that say that you should shut up and get the vaccine, period. Like people should have to get it no matter what, even if it's going to kill them. If they have a medical condition that would kill them if they get a vaccine of any kind, get it anyways. It's scary how brainwashed this country is, because they are so brainwashed. And I can't see that the same people that were yelling that we need to all get the vaccine to get back to normal, now they're saying now the stance is, how can we get back to normal if we're going to have 3 shots? And I try to find the people that told me that shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal and say, I thought you said all we had to do is get vaccinated and we can be back to normal. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Dr. Fauci told us that now it's going to be 3 shots to be vaccinated. If you're stupid enough to say that we need to get the vaccine to get back to normal, and now you're like getting the booster shot, well, that's because they didn't know. Oh, they know. Trust me. If Dr. Fauci is honest, he'd probably tell you they're just going to keep this going. They're going to keep this charade going as long as it takes. If you don't stand up and say enough's enough and stick your middle finger up, bye-bye. Then you're going to be there on your own. I mean, when you have a children's show and they're having little trucks, you need to get the shot. You need to get the shot. Be like brave big trucks and get the shot. No, you can't wait. You have to get the shot now. Come on, kiddos. Come on, kiddos. Get the shot. Tell your parents. I honestly think kids should be taken away from parents that give their kid that shot. My opinion. That's my opinion. It's just funny, the whole spectrum, that they keep changing the rules of the game and the people don't even see it. We're never going to get back to normal because you won't get the vaccine. Well, what do you mean? Give it about a month and having both shots of the vaccine isn't going to make me vaccinated. So if they're already talking a third shot, Who says there's not going to be a 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, millionth, 100,000th? You think that by complying, you're going to get this thing to end, but you're complying. If you comply, they're just going to keep on doing it. Sort of like Scientology. If you're a good little Scientologist, everything's hunky-dory. As soon as you start questioning things, that's, wait a minute here. What the heck? And when you start realizing that you've been taken, you mean to tell me that I have to buy all 700 of these Dianetics books I bought only have a different cover on them? Yes, sir. Only difference, there might be a couple pages in the front and the back that are useless, that are meaningless, that might be a little bit different, like a print date or year or whatever, but the main documentation in the Dianetics book is the same. So you're having to pay every year or something to get the same Dianetics book. Same word-for-word thing, except for the cover's different. I remember someone got to, I saw a special on one. Someone got the, she got the clear, she got the 9 or whatever, like the thieving level 9 or something. And when she was 9, she was at the peak. Well, they found out that there's information from new information, so she had to go back and do all this and pay for all this other, because if you make it to 9, they can't extort money from you anymore. So then they had to start making up crap she had to do back in, and I'm like, well, wait, if you just discovered this, and that means L1 Hubbard didn't do it, so then he's screwed. Because if I have to do this to clear, how did he go clear? Because he didn't do this. You just discovered this. He's been dead for 20 years. But you probably can't say that because they'll probably have you arm in a sling. And I think that's when they start waking up and like, okay, now that I've reached the pinnacle of, and I'm totally clear and free or whatever they, you know. When are people going to wake up to realize that, oh, well, first of all, what happened? Like that's the thing I think that I bring up all the time. Where are all those commercials? Did you get COVID and survive? Then you're in a special place because your plasma has antibodies that can help fight COVID. And you need to donate today. You don't hear those commercials. You don't hear those hundreds and hundreds of I mean, I heard them so much. I was so sick and tired of the commercials for the, if you've gotten COVID and survived. The one thing I want to find out is if you've been vaccinated and get COVID, if you're vaccinated, you're vaccinated. When you get COVID, because you will get it, you will get sicker, you will get worse. Do you get the antibodies? I don't know. That's one thing I've always wondered. Like, do the people test positive for antibodies who've had the vaccine and got COVID? I'm going to investigate that, and I'll get back to you Monday on that one. But, like, this, the indoctrination shows, you know, these Kimmel, Colbert, and Fallon, their ratings are plummeting from four. I don't know who even watches them. But the demographic, the college kids that they're trying to indoctrinate into this communist belief system, I watched late night to get away. I watched it back in the day to get away and to laugh, not to be indoctrinated with political crap. I mean, that's why this country is turning in so much into North Korea. And I say that because so much of this television is pushing propaganda. It's indoctrinating kids. Like that cartoon where they're trying to push kids into the notion of, get the shot. Get the shot, kiddos. Come on, get the shot. You know, they're trying to indoctrinate the kids with everything. You can't watch football without them pushing some sort of political anything. ESPN is basically political. It's not sports anymore. I mean, I've given up so much because it's like, what do I have to watch the old TV shows because they try to indoctrinate so many people. It's like, I don't want government propaganda. I'm sorry. I don't want that propaganda. Just, I'm sick of it. I wanna laugh. I wanna watch sports and not be BLM'd. It's ridiculous. But that's just where we live in. Everything's politicized. And they got so many people believing. I mean, like, HarperCollins has canned Chris Cuomo's book. Like, who would read the book? Are you kidding me? If you give it to me for 50 cents, hey, I got a fire starter. Toilet paper, cheap. I remember when, like, the toilet paper crisis was going on, I'd be at, like, Barnes & Noble, and they have, like, Hillary Clinton or, like, Michelle Obama's books. I'm like, hey, it's toilet paper. It's pricey, but it's toilet paper. Oh, yes. But it's sad. You can't watch TV without them trying to indoctrinate your kids. It's pathetic. Whether it's Sesame Street, whether it's cartoons. I was on one of my, I don't watch Netflix. I don't have an account, but like one of my family members does that I know. So I went on and I was just checking it out. And I went on one thing and it said, one of these things that had like in the description of the thing, like warning, they have smoking in it. Like they literally warn you like that people smoke in it. Cause I guess, you know, you need to, yep, you can't watch that. Yeah. It has people smoking in there. But, like, who would read Chris Cuomo's book? I mean, seriously. I don't know. I don't know if I could sit through a whole hour of his CNN. If you put up a CNN program and you gave me $1 million, if I sat through the whole program, I'd probably, I don't know. You'd probably have to put me in, like, a padded room or tie me up or something so I wouldn't kill myself. I mean, seriously, who would watch Chris Cuomo or read his book? I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I wouldn't do it. I mean, but that's the problem. You got, like, people that have, you got bartenders in the government that, like, Americans rely on illegals to survive, and they have to have amnesty. They need free stuff. This is, okay. Why should I have to pay taxes when the government's just going to sit there and spend money anyways? They're just going to print money they don't even have. Why can't I have a print press in my house? Okay. Oh, man. I was going to get this cheaper watch, but what the heck, man? I got a printer. I just print more. Print money is kind of like making gold. If you could actually find a way to make alchemy cheaper, because they can make gold out of inexpensive stuff, but it's like, I forget how many. I mean, it's like $100,000. It's just like, for like a gram of gold, it's like ridiculous. For like a, it'd be like $100,000 or something for like a 60-ounce gram of gold, like a $60 gram of gold or something. But like $60 in gold and like $100,000 to produce it, yeah, it's so inefficient. But if you could find a way to take sand and turn it into gold, Guess what, folks? Yeah, you'd be... Gold price would drop dramatically because... Guess what, folks? I just made 400 tons of gold. You'd want to have to sneak it into the market pretty sneakily before people realize what's going on so that you can sell it at a decent price before, whoops, this dude just made 400 tons of gold. There goes the price down to, you know, because if there's a lot of it, it's not going to be valuable anymore, like all the comic books. Remember when they had the comic book craze and they had the Death of Superman and they had X-Men number one and Uncanny X-Men? My name is Bishop, it'll never be the same, the first episode. And they had like Spawn, and when Will Portacio did What Works, and they did X-Force and all the different stuff, and Image Comics came out, Wildcats, Covert Action Teams, and some of those comic books, you'd have been better off selling them and getting rid of them when they were in their prime, because there were people that were wanting $20 and getting $20 for a Death of Superman comic. Now you can't even practically give them away. Here you go, take it. It's no, please, no, I don't want it. Here, take it. I'll pay you. I've seen the Death of Superman unopens, like the 93 one, for 99¢ on eBay. Couldn't even give it away. Oh, I got to pay taxes when the government just spends whatever they want to, and I don't have a say in what they spend? It's sad. Wow, the woke, this is interesting. I'm going to get into this. Supposedly, woke strike busting Kellogg's says it will hire permanent scab workers rather than pay union employees more. They say that if these union employees are going to keep on strike, they'll just... This is what they say. Kellogg's workers rejected a contract offer Tuesday that would have provided 3% raises. Also, 1,400 workers at the company's four U.S. cereal plants will remain on strike. The Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union said an overwhelming majority of workers voted down a five-year offer that would also provide a cost of living adjustment in the later years of the deal and preserved the workers' current health care benefits. Going to be interesting to see, because it looks like they may just say, if you're not going to, this is what we're going to do, because that's the problem. They're going to do something, and what's going to happen to you? That's going to happen to you. They'll just, it's going to be nuts, because inflation is expected to go up 6.7% annually when the Department of Labor announces November's figures on Friday. I'm surprised it's going to go that low. It's gonna be that low. I thought it'd be way more than like 10 or 12%, but it's sad, you know. But then, I mean, that's the thing. Like, some union jobs have good benefits and good pay and stuff, but they're usually so far left leaning. It's like, no, I don't support that. And that's what people don't realize. As got about 15 minutes left or so in the program. Wake up. The elitists are doing one thing over here while they're telling you to do something different down here. I don't see Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden or any of them sacrificing. They're still kicking it and they're doing whatever they want to, but oh, you need to say it's for the greater good. Don't worry, folks. America should boycott. America should embargo China. I would have loved to have seen Trump put an embargo on China, okay? A permanent embargo. No goods coming in from China whatsoever. Oh, jeez. This whole world's going in the toilet. And these Democrats just think they can rely on all these black and Mexicans and Hispanics just to go along with whatever. It's nuts. Wow. This is something that, and these things that I'm talking about, you should be outraged. A National Education Association, NEA official, posted to Facebook that unvaccinated individuals deserve to die according to the lids of TikTok social media account. That's right. An NEA board member suggests unvaccinated with religious exemptions deserve to die. Wow. Well, then did Colin Powell deserve to die? Because he was vaccinated. He got the shots. Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, right outside my, I have a little window in my studio, and right outside, I'm at my studio. I'm on final for an airport, so we get all kinds of like private jets flying over, and it's where the helicopters come in for the hospital, and so there was a second there. I paused a while because I'm like, yeah, there was a Lifeline helicopter flying in, and it was like, you know. When that comes in, that means somebody's in life or death. You know, but it's sad. I think unvaccinated people should just, well, I was joking about it earlier, there are people that dang near, why don't we just take the unvaccinated and just kill them all? That'll solve the problem. Not because, as you saw, 3,200 people on a cruise ship all got vaccines. They all had it, and they all died. Just kidding. They didn't all die. But, you know, if one person on that cruise ship was unvaccinated and 17 people got COVID, they would call it a massive outbreak. It's a massive outbreak because no one should have gotten COVID on that cruise ship because every single person aboard was fully vaccinated. And it's amazing how you can still get COVID and everything from the vaccine in terms of once you're vaccinated, you can still get COVID and spread it and all this stuff. But there are places that are still treating like COVID people differently. If the definition of fully vaccinated is going to be a third shot, then how can you tell me that I have to test because I'm unvaccinated and pay for it and they don't? It's sad, folks. It's just pathetic. I got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. I'm going to get into some Premier League news. I've been neglecting that so much, and I do apologize to anyone that's. But we like this whole world's in crisis because they're trying to control you. But I'm going to get into Rafinha and the Lost Boys game, and Lost Boys needed to win big time to stay in and get into the Europa League. It was a must win for them. And Ralph Rangnick getting a draw using his second string, using a bunch of youth players and resting his main squad. I applaud him. Donnie Van de Beek was amazing considering he was playing with Juan Mata. I mean, sorry, but I think it was a great, he is a technical genius because now he's gotten some youth players. He's seen what they can do. Yeah, they might be good, and he can try to get them out on loans. He can see, okay, what do I possibly need for a January transfer window? Okay, why is he still here? Why is Juan Mata still at the club? He was a great player in his day. He's not good anymore. He needs to go. Okay. And a lot of this stuff you can figure out. It's great. I love it. We got some answers. I think Dean Henderson's done his deed for about a month. He needs to go on loan. I'm sorry, but De Gea is my goalkeeper. I think Eric Bailly looked decent. You know, I think it's going to be, I think he's the right, and I think he's going to be someone that can, that sounds like he wants to demand stuff. And he's like, you know, and I still don't, I mean, if he's, I don't know, because there's not too many, and I could be wrong, but I don't know that there's too many coaches that have taken on a role of manager from interim that have really been successful. Even if he won us the Champions League, I don't know, but I want him. I mean, the La Liga, I mean, Barcelona's in the Europa League. So, I don't know. I don't know. He was an interim to me. See, I want him as an interim. If he dominates and we go really far, I don't know if I'd want to keep him. I don't know. I kind of do, but then I don't because if he's really going to be up there with the board and be a legitimate, like, person with them and say, hey, we, you know, and be almost like someone that's going to tell them what time it is and say, hey, we need to do this, this, and this. You're a banker. I'm a footballer. I know my stuff. You know, I don't know. It's going to be so hard because on the end, if he starts doing really well, it's tempting to take him, but I want someone that has some football knowledge up in the forward that can do stuff. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. To get a draw out of the Lost Boys, considering the result didn't matter, we're already in, and he used like a second string. I loved it. And I think he knows who he needs to send on loan, who shouldn't even be at the club anymore, and all kinds of stuff. So I think it's gonna be a good time. I think it's gonna be really good. I think it is. I'm excited. For what's coming up. Because I'm afraid if he takes on the managerial role next year, that we're going to be back to square one, because you're going to have the same, you're not going to have anyone up in the top, you know, saying, hey, but he does seem like he's someone that wants and is going to demand. And I hope, I'd love to see someone like him finally, like stick it and say, hey, this is what I want. Do it, you know, and if they don't, hey, sorry, folks, I demanded, they didn't deliver. I told them what I wanted, da-da-da-da-da. Because we need to get someone, because there are some really good players out there that are on the cheap. You don't have to sit there and get this $80,000 player. The class of 92 turned into the class of 92. And what I mean is they weren't, like, all the best. They were trained. They were taught. They had coaches and managers under them. Like, hey, this is what you got to do. You need to do this. It's going to be interesting to see, but I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited because for once we have a coach, it's like, okay, wow, look at the. I know the result didn't matter, but still, I'm like, okay, I thought he might have some decent play, but he gave a whole bunch of people a shot. Pardon me. So, it's one of those things that I think moving forward, I think it's going to be exciting. That's the big thing. Do you want to, if he really dominates, do you want to, I still kind of want to move him up into a position where he can be over the manager and say, okay, hey, show me what you want to play, but I want to get someone like him. Cause you see, I want someone that's going to come in. I'm not too big about Pochettino. Now, if he goes up and we get some people on the board that know what they're doing and we get someone in like, yeah, this guy's a waste of space. I want a real director of football. And we change some things. Then a Ten Hag would be a good choice because doing amazing. But at the same time, with 90 seconds left, folks, he's doing amazing. But at United, would he really with not much support above him? And that's why it'd be nice to have somebody come in and Bredick could be support. I don't know. He seems to be doing some good things, so I don't know. If we took him as a manager, I would not be disappointed because everyone is saying, like, wow, for the first time in probably since Alex Ferguson left, they've actually made a good decision. So I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. And thank you so much. And remember, folks, stand up for what you believe in, even if you're standing alone. Stand up for something or you'll fall for anything. And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually put you to our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And remember, be that patriot that was holding up the flag on the rampart. God bless you all, and good night, and goodbye.